Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're into hour number two. Daniel Estulin with Big Breaking Bilderberg News is going to be joining us. Then we'll continue with your calls. We have a lot of listeners in Oklahoma, and I've over the years had quite a few affiliates up in that area. We got Cody lives in Oklahoma, lives in Moore, one of the suburbs that was hit by this neighborhood destroyed. We're going to talk to him. Matt in Tennessee, mother is school teacher, survived in Oklahoma. John is in Oklahoma. We're going to get to all of you. Cody, and we'll go to Matt and then John. Cody, tell us, you say you live in the neighborhood. What'd you see and how are you doing?
I'm doing all right, but I got out of my house just in time. I made it to a neighbor's cellar just in time, and when I was down in the cellar, I could feel the ground shaking. I heard glass breaking, everything. I mean, you could only imagine. And as I came out of the cellar, I was one of the first people in the neighborhood to witness all the devastation, and it pretty much wiped out my entire neighborhood, 95% to say the least. On my street, I am one of the five houses that's standing on my actual neighborhood street. The rest of the houses on my street are level.
Where are you now?
I am in Edmond, staying at my girlfriend's house. We're going to be out of power for weeks, and they've got it pretty much quarantined. Every street, they're not letting you in. You got to have an ID to prove that you live there, and they're trying to keep as many people out as possible.
Obviously, they're trying to find survivors and want to stop looters.
Yeah.
Just amazing. What do you make of Senator Sheldon Whitehouse blaming? You really listen to that? He blames Oklahomans. He goes, these conservative Midwestern states, you know, that won't pass carbon taxes, basically you're causing it and you're hurting his state with flooding. So not paying Al Gore and the globalist money, he's basically saying it's your fault, buddy.
Yeah, it's unreal how someone can make such a tragedy like this, you know, to say something like that in a time of need when people are obviously in the situation that they're in. But I mean, unfortunately, I haven't had a lot of time to check out the news due to my house being that close to the devastation. I haven't even got to watch the news yet. I mean, I got into my girlfriend's house so late last night from all the detours and all the police telling me which way to turn and which way to go and how to get out of there. And I'm just now turned on the news, and what you just told me, I hate to sound ignorant, but I haven't even heard anything about it. I'm kind of new to the news as of this morning. Yesterday, I didn't get to see any of it.
Absolutely. So, well, Cody, we're glad you survived. Anything else?
No, thank you for having me on, and just keep praying for us. It's pretty bad down here.
Absolutely. God bless you. Pray for everybody there and everybody else who's under environmental catastrophe, which is, again, part of living on this planet. This is not a stable planet. We're a planet going through space, I think they say 20-something thousand miles an hour. Matt, your mother, you say, was in the school and survived. Praise God for that. Tell us what happened.
She was in the school. She got a call from my dad that the tornado was heading that way. They probably had about 7 or 8 minutes to get ready. And they took shelter in the hallway. Her, two other teachers, there was probably 20 students or more. And she said something at the last second, told them. She said, I don't remember who said it or what, but they said, somebody said, look, we need to get in the bathroom. They went in the bathroom, and they pretty much were laying on top of these students. And my mother had just read a book about a child who had passed away from a family that didn't really believe in anything in this life. And this child came back from death and said, Dad, I met Jesus, and Jesus loves the little children. And his son was like, yeah, I understand, yeah. My mom was laying over these kids and just saying Jesus loves these children over and over. They had their backpacks on top of their heads, had the teachers on top of them, and my mom was watching as the beams above them were bending and the rebar was bending down.
Hold on, sir. We got Daniel Estulin coming up, but he'll understand holding a few minutes so you can tell your story. This is too important. Amazing. Calling us from Tennessee. His mother was in the suburb in the school that got hit outside Oklahoma City. We'll finish this story straight ahead and get into Bilderberg Breaking News. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we are live. Thank you so much for joining us now into hour number two. Obviously, a suburb of Oklahoma was hit by a large tornado that has killed more than 20 people and injured hundreds. And the Democratic Party is saying it is the fault of conservatives that God doesn't like us. That's the Daily Show creator and Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, we played it last hour, says that people in the Midwest are also attacking the East Coast because we won't pay carbon taxes, and that he's actually mad at them. Just like gun owners killed the kids at Sandy Hook, it's your fault, even though violent crimes dropped 49% in the last 20 years, new Justice Department numbers, and we actually have lowered the crime rate, but doesn't matter. It says, so you may have a question for me, White House said. Why do you care? Why do you, Sheldon, Democrat of Rhode Island, care? Republicans run off the climate cliff. A bunch of proverbial lemmings and disgrace ourselves. And then he goes into talking about the tornadoes, and he goes on to talk about the fires, and he goes on to talk about when cyclones tear up Oklahoma and hurricanes swamp Alabama and wildfires scorch Texas, you come to us, the rest of the country, for billions of dollars to recover. And the damage that your polluters and deniers are doing doesn't just hit Oklahoma and Alabama and Texas. I mean, talk about a false flag, ladies and gentlemen. They are blaming us for tornadoes when I have USA Today from May 10th, 11 days ago. Quiet tornado season forecast. Tornado activity hit 60-year low since 1954, the least amount of tornadoes and least amount of deaths in the last 12 months. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, people had storm shelters 200 years ago. The first people that moved into the Midwest began building dugouts, shelters from the tornadoes. It is not carbon dioxide doing it. And, you know, that ties into Bilderberg, because that's the globalist group. That's the globalist group that is the top bankers, the top politicians meeting. And we've gotten their minutes. We've gotten leaks over the years. We have some of our sources. Esalen has some great sources. Best-selling author, The True History of the Bilderberg Group. And now he's got the new book out, The Octopus Deception, a novel that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com, I should add. And Bilderberg this year now has the EU Parliament and UKIP, who's going to be there with me demonstrating and covering it this year, June 6th to the 9th in Watford, England, northwest of London. And the police have been trying to contact Paul Watson, who lives south of London, about 60 miles from Watford. They want to come meet and talk to him. We're well-known journalists. We're well-known, don't have criminal records. I've been detained 15 hours in Canada, became an international story. Daniel Estlin's been detained. Jim Tucker, who just passed, has been shot at. The original Bilderberg sleuth. And now the UK Independence Party draws attention to Bilderberg 2013. And I talked to the UK Independence Party and asked them on air and off air to please come. And they said they are going to be coming. Probably Nigel Farage, the leader of the party, which, by the way, is having huge gains in Europe and in the UK. They won the last local national election. That is, they had local election nationwide. They just dominated. It's now the main parties, the Conservative and Tory and the Liberals, are begging them. Daniel Estulin is in Rome, I'm told, and we couldn't have him on at a better time. We're going to play clips coming up of UKIP there at the EU Parliament, because England, even though they didn't vote to begin it, is now in the Euro. And so they get members of the Parliament, though they're ceremonial, the whole Parliament ceremonial, the bureaucrats, all the shots. They're now attacking the globalists. Rand Paul is now coming out and saying, we're going under world government. We're going under UN. And they're like, that discredits you. No, that's actually what defeats them. Whatever they say, oh, discredits us, is the truth and what we should be covering. Doesn't work anymore. And again, the best-selling author, I don't know, more than 20 languages, in his first big Bilderberg books, with a new edition out, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, now has The Octopus Deception, a novel where I've read the book. It really really gets into things that can't be said from sources but can only be put in a novel form. And so he's the award-winning investigative journalist, best-selling author, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. He was featured on Jesse Ventura's Conspiracy Theory television show with myself. It's a great episode. And the DVD Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Daniel is currently the host of RT TV show. And he has a new documentary on the Bilderberg Group scheduled for release this year. Can't wait to see that. Daniel, you've heard my introduction. Do you hear my friend Daniel Estulin? Of course, we'll also give out your website, danielestulin.com. Daniel, so much going on, but we should, before we get into geopolitics and what's happening, we should talk about Jim Tucker dying 4 weeks ago, 3.5 weeks ago, a great passing. What would you like to say about Jim Tucker, my friend?
Well, first of all, again, it's wonderful to be on your show. It's great to hear your voice, and it's great to know that you're on our side. I would hate to have you on the other side, to tell you that. Yes, Jim Tucker is a great man. I met him for the first time way back in 1995. Our first friendship, let's say, developed back in 1986 in Canada, in King City, just on the outskirts of Toronto, where I think we had the first big success, again, as the Bilderbergers, when he came out in the mainstream press, thanks to mostly to Jim's work and to my sources at the time, few sources that I about the Bilderberger's plans to separate Canada to divide French-speaking Quebec from the rest of English-speaking Canada and then merge English-speaking Canada and the United States into Greater North America. The first time I was on your show back in 2004, we talked about this. In 2005, it was all over the news. You were the front runner on most of these stories. And again, I'm very grateful to say that nobody today can actually dare to say that you or I or, you know, Jim, you know, at one time might have been conspiracy theories because, again, these people themselves will be simply discredited. There's just too much proof and too much evidence, thanks to my work, Jim's work, and your work, to make sure that people in the mainstream understand that what we're talking about is not a conspiracy theory, but a conspiracy reality.
It certainly is. And, Daniel, there's so much I want to get into with you today, but we look at how now Italian presidents talk about Bilderberg and members of the EU talk about it. And now it's been forced into the news more and more, though our media here in the U.S. still has a quasi blackout. Is this upsetting Bilderberg that now their shadowy criminal activities are public?
You know, it's difficult to say. I think at a certain point, Bilderberg has morphed into another organization. In other words, you know, it's more of a conveyor belt now than anything else. I don't think really, really important decisions are made today at Bilderberg simply because there's just been too much press, too much unwarranted attention, too much unfavorable attention, and too many people are now paying, again, attention worldwide to what they're doing. What we can see, and this, again, is becoming patently obvious, you know, I'm in Italy, but it's not just the Italian press. You can read the French press, the American mainstream press, and all of them, you know, are talking about the question is, you know, in the mainstream publications is, what does the future look like? Tomorrow, in 1 year, in one generation? And again, we can go back, and again, I go back to the 2005 Bilderberg report, which I put out back in 2005. And the several other top secret government studies in the United States and the United Kingdom, and they all predict an eerie future. Over the next 25 years, the world will turn into a big brotherish nightmare where small, rich elite thrives on the backs of a starving population. You know, after I talked to you guys last week about setting up an interview for today, I went back to your website going way back when, you know, to your archives. And the people who are listening, again, if you guys want to see just how spot on Alex Jones was, not 2 weeks ago, but 10 years ago, 8 years ago, you know, 2005 and so on, have a look at what Alex Jones was saying. Big brother nightmare. Small rich elite thriving on the backs of a starving population. I'm saying it today. It's in the mainstream press today. And this is what Alex has been talking and drawing everybody's attention to about 10 years.
Well, I appreciate your kind words, but I mean, look, I mean, they write white papers, Rand Corporation, all of it. I was reporting on what they were saying. You've been reporting on it, Jim. And I guess we do deserve credit, but I mean, we're not doing it for the credit. We're doing it because there's no future if we don't turn all of this around. And again, Daniel Estulin is our guest here joining us from Rome today. We're going to go to break in a moment. I'm going to find out if he's going to be traveling to England to cover Bilderberg this year. I know he's working on a documentary as well. Can't wait to see that. I want to find out what his Bilderberg sources are saying is on the agenda this year. We're going to break in about a minute, Daniel, but what are some of the things you're going to talk about when we come back?
Well, you know, I want to talk about the near future, 2014. We need to see an opportunity to advance mankind toward a new dark age by taking the reins of Darwin's perversely racialist survival of the fittest natural selection evolution theory and applying these principles to develop what they call social Darwinism. And it's, again, it's in British government secret reports, UK Ministry of Defense reports, US government reports. We can talk about that. We can talk about how a lot of this stuff is actually just a front for Bilderberg talked about in 2005 and 2006 and 2007.
All right, Daniel Estulin joins us from Rome. We're going to try to clean up his phone line a little bit when we come back. But the information is so incredibly important. You watch Endgame out 7 years ago with Daniel Estulin, and he breaks down the carbon taxes, the new dark age, the the black nobility that took over England. That doesn't mean black people, folks. We're going to break down what their agenda is this year and get his book, The Octopus Deception, at InfoWarsStore.com and support his fine work and our work as well.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comm block shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
All right, folks, Alex Jones here back live. 237 injured. FEMA is now saying, feds are always in charge of everything, 24 dead, 9 of them children. So we pray for the families that have lost those children and pray for their souls. As well, ladies and gentlemen, Daniel Esselman, who's an investigative reporter, is in Rome right now. He lives in Spain. We can get from him what the EU takeover's like. And he predicted it from, well, not predicted it from his Bilderberg sources in 2005. We have the articles up on Infowars.com. I'm going to pull some of those up, where him and Jim Tucker, who both have good sources, said they're going to get everybody in debt, implode Europe. I mean, Daniel, in 2006, you talked about what happened that year. and you said they're going to jack up the oil prices, then they're going to implode the housing bubble in the next 2 years, then they're going to have a bailout. I mean, you really have Bilderberg sources, and I even know who one of them is, but I'm going to just leave it at that. I'm not going to get into you still have that particular source, but explain to people why this is so big, Daniel Estulin. I mean, these people really are the smoky room, and as you said, they're now segueing off into other groups. Our intel is that that's Google, Daniel Estulin.
You know, to most, this may read like a plot from some dystopian Hollywood science fiction film, but I assure you this is real. I know you know this is real, and I hope that people realize that what we're talking about is not science fiction. These are the conclusions of a report prepared by the British government back in December 2006. The UK's Ministry of Defense prepared a secret source document on the future of humanity. Now, the report itself was based on top secret negotiations that took place at the conclusion of the 2005 Bilderberg Conference at the hotel in Rotterdam in Germany. Of course, Jim Tucker and I were the only journalists in the world who attended that meeting. Now, this group who attended this particular thing in Bilderberg 2005 was handpicked by the Bilderberg Steering Committee in January 2005, long before the Bilderberg meeting itself at the beginning of May. Now, what had happened was, after the Bilderberg meeting had finished and most of the attendees had gone home on May the 8th, a small select group of Bilderbergers had retired to an exclusive Ringsburg castle overlooking the Tegernsee in the foothills of the Bavarian Alps. Now, what basically had happened at that meeting itself is you were talking about people, some of the most powerful people in the world, who prepared a detailed report on population, natural resources availability, on conflict prevention, on economic issues, etc., etc. The people who attended that secret meeting at the conclusion of the Bilderberg meeting in May 2005 were, again, the president and chairman of Bilderberg, Etienne d'Avignon, Francisco Pinto Balsamao, former prime minister of Portugal, David Rockefeller, Timothy Geithner, at the time president of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, and later treasury secretary for the first Obama administration, Richard Haass, the president of the U.S. Think Tank Council on Foreign Relations. With the advent of new science and technology related to the genetic revolution, what, again, what Bilderberg was saying, that they're literally going to rewrite our genetic construct. And in a span of a generation, we have gone from genetically modified plants to genetically modified animals. And the next step, obviously, is genetically modified humans. You talked about this before, genetic engineering, nanotechnology, military applications. Now, these men and women were planning no more and no less the future of mankind. And what they decided behind closed doors at the Ringsburg Castle was 2 years later become the backbone of the most far-sighted report in human history, which was used by the British government as a once-removed, deniable cutout. The report was called Strategic Trends 2007-2036. It's a 91-page report and a blueprint for UK's future strategic national requirements through the analysis of key risks and future shocks to the world's
population. And Daniel, I just put the London Guardian reporting on the and InfoWars reporting on it, and then links to the British Ministry of Defense is in both of those articles.
People understand that this isn't some, you know, made-up story by us. This is real. It exists. But, again, this isn't a British government report.
Well, Monsanto says that they say they're going to infect everything with GMO, and then basically humans aren't going to be able to live unless we go get augmented. It's not like you're going to want to go become a cyborg or a genetically altered human. You're not going to be able to live, and then you're going to waive your rights to be patented by them and give up your...
If you look at the report itself, if you look at what they're talking, you know, between the lines and in different publications around the world, you know, these are step-by-step. This isn't just like, you know, overnight.
No, it's incremental.
Something like this is going to happen. You know what I mean? It's a very slightly orchestrated step-by-step procedure. One of the things that they're talking about, for example, I know you have to go to a break in a second, is that over 50%, we're talking about in 2014-2015, 50% of the world's population will be living in an urban rather than rural environment.
That's Agenda 21. Stay there. You're going to have the floor when we come back. Folks, Daniel Estulin is the only living person with direct Bilderberg Group, actual Bilderberg Group contacts. I have some of their minions and people as my contacts. He's going to give you the inside scoop on their new agenda.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
When you read in the Washington Times today, by the way, that's a correction. Yesterday I said it was the Washington Post that wrote about, headline, Alex Jones says Adam Kokesh has been kidnapped. That was the Washington Times, not the Washington Post. I was listening to rebroadcast driving home at like 10 o'clock last night and heard me say that, and that was incorrect. This is out of the Washington Times. Senate panel okays tax welfare benefits for newly legal immigrants. That's when they legalize them all. Then they get all the welfare. Illegals already get the welfare. And now they're talking about biometrics. Hatch wants immigrant fingerprints taken at airports. But whatever they put in is only for citizens. You can look up where Homeland Security waives illegals having to have any ID to fly. You can pull that up. Just type that in. You'll get that. So remember, whatever they tell you something's for, that's not it. They want to get rid of national sovereignty, where there's mega corporations above the law, and all the life extension technologies, all the nanotech, all the good stuff the elite gets, we get tested on, and then basically dumbed down with soft kill weapons, and then the population reduced. And It's in John P. Holdren's book, Ecoscience, the White House Science Czar. It's in hundreds of their publications, Club of Rome, you name it, their plan. And we're going to talk some more about his book itself, the new book, The Octopus Deception, a novel available at InfoWarsStore.com. Also want to add, I had Joel Skousen in here just yesterday talking about strategic relocation means where you live, living in the safest sub-region in your area. It doesn't mean going to the very safest places in America through a wide grouping of things. That's why I made the film. If you're going to live in Tornado Alley, you need to have a plan when tornadoes come by. I covered that big time last year and got called a fearmonger. You need to get the big book, Strategic Relocation, and the book, The Secure Home. Just for security issues. Simple things you can do where robbers, very hard for them to break into your house. Things you're not going to be told. Things the government does for themselves. I mean, Joel doesn't brag, but he's built stuff for billionaires. He's built stuff, he's advised governments, you name it. That's why we sell the books and produce the film at InfoWarsStore.com. And I got Daniel on a little bit late, so he'll be with us about 5-10 minutes in the next hour. We'll get more into his book. But, Daniel, you've got the floor now in this segment. I'm going to play a UKIP clip in the EU Parliament now where Bilderberg's coming out. But these are the people shaping our world. These are the people pulling the strings. That's why there's unification of agenda worldwide, because the globalists are in charge. These are the people imploding Europe that want $100 trillion every decade of carbon tax money to themselves. These are the people that run the agenda. It's important to know who they are. So going back to 2005... in 2006, and all the things that you got from your sources, break down now the latest, where it's going, how things are going for them. Our intel is they're morphing into Google, and Google's actually at the head of it. Do your sources concur with that? Daniel Estulin, best-selling author, investigative journalist.
Well, the important part to understand is that, you know, there are two key agendas. You know, one is a point for in any of these reports that they're addressing. One is population, and the other one is the resources of planet Earth. And we're talking about, again, in all of these reports, and I went back to, you know, to some of my old Bilderberg reports, which I put out, and the Bilderberg reports that Bilderbergers have put out themselves, you know, to their insiders, which, of course, we have a copy of. And they're all talking about the same thing if you actually go back and look at it. They're talking about increased risk of humanitarian catastrophe caused by a mixture of resource pressure, uneven distribution of wealth, the effects of disease and the failure of authorities to cope with population growth, and urbanization. Again, nothing new there. We've been talking about this for a long time. But if you start putting it in context, you know, today, all of the laws, the regulations, you know, the objectives of the government in the United States and also the European community, they're all basically going down the same path. And the question, as one Italian parliamentarian asked just a couple of days ago, he said, does that mean all of humanity is in peril, you know, talking about wars and conflict in the Middle East? And the answer to that, individual, and to everybody else, based on the Bilderberg report, is no, it does not. What they're saying in their report is, with the erosion of civil liberties, and again, you've been talking about this more than anybody I know in the world about, you know, the erosion of civil liberties, the super rich will be protected through technological advancements and pervasive surveillance. And again, the listeners of the Alex Jones Show, go back to the archives, you know, to where it says Big Brother. Look to what Alex was saying about, you know, 2005, 2004, 2006. This is exactly what we've been talking about. Pervasive surveillance, technological advancement. And again, when you put it together with intrusive, highly responsible and accessible databases, when we're talking about the emergence of the surveillance society. And the surveillance society will increasingly challenge assumptions about privacy, which we're seeing right now, with corresponding impact on civil liberties and human rights. And they're concerned about that, not because they're concerned about human rights, but they're concerned about what they call flash mobs, okay? And flash mobs in these reports, and one of them is the Strategic Trends Report 2007-2036 that talks about rapid mobilization, flash mobs, may be undertaken by states, terrorists, and criminals, and may involve dispersed communities across international borders, challenging security forces to match this potential agility martial law. And again, Alex, you've been the forerunner of this. You talked about this way back when. I think you know, and your audience knows exactly what we're talking about.
Well, expanding on that, Adan Salazar is working on a story where we've confirmed the feds in the U.S. are federalizing the local police special units, and we're doing research on them wearing red armbands in different cities, but we know that they're federalizing them. And here's an example of what's going on in Pittsburgh, a microcosm of this. Special units, and it goes, and this is from their own police department website, Red Team, Rapid Emergency Development to Counter Terrorist, but it also says not just that, but civil disobedience is in the same category on the PittsburghPA.gov/police/speciality_units.htm/red. And it's the same thing in all the cities. So protesting is defined as terrorism. And because they know, folks, as they enslave everybody and take your bank accounts like they're doing in Europe, you're going to resist, and you are the people that the secret police are going to be targeting. Or if they take your business or raise taxes to 100%, as Reuters reported in France, they're going to come after you. I just wanted to give people, Daniel Estulin, a microcosm. Because the same thing in Europe, they're federalizing the local police. Same thing in Australia. This is a global program towards authoritarianism. How are things going for the Bilderberg Group? And do you have any information on Google meeting the 2 weeks starting now before and after Bilderberg? And Bilderberg basically, from my information, passing the baton over to Google more than any other group?
You know, in January 2013 meeting, where they, you know, each country pre-selects, you know, their candidates, they send in a list of each individual country's candidates, and then the Bilderberg Steering Committee elects from each country X number of delegates, discarding the ones which they don't need for this particular year. And at that meeting, they were talking about what you're saying, you know, we're talking about Google, and one of the things, I'm reading it right now, and they're talking about the level of sophistication will require concerted, comprehensive application, again, this is from their report, application of all the instruments and agencies of state power, together with cooperation from all relevant authorities and organizations involved in settling a crisis or resolving a conflict. Again, who is the best in actually solving a crisis or resolving a conflict? Obviously, Google. If you summarize everything we see and everything we're talking about, we can say techniques for overcoming resistance, comprehensive application of all the instruments and agencies of state power, rapid mobilization, flash mobs, pervasive information communications technology, segmentation of society, endemic lawlessness and high levels of violence, intrusive, highly responsive and accessible databases, emergence of surveillance society, erosion of civil liberties, humanitarian catastrophe. We just had one yesterday. This is what they are talking about in their reports. And these phrases, you know, I just pulled out from different Bilderberg reports over the past 6-7 years or so, and I just read it off to you. All of these things, you know, and I'm not saying what happened yesterday was, man, I don't know. I'm just saying that humanitarian catastrophes form part of erosion of civil liberties because it gives the authorities a method and obviously a reason to cut on our liberty. We saw that in
absolutely. Don't let a good crisis go to waste. As the former White House chief,
exactly what I'm saying.
Absolutely. Now, expanding on that, as best I can tell by reading all their public stuff and the leaked information, plus their propaganda, it's an organized central government, central corporation eugenics program to shut down the infrastructure of the world and only let them operate an infrastructure to collapse all existing power grids, geopolitical, economic, energy, into them to then wage a war of bringing in a selective dark age against everyone else while their media combines pose as the saviors during the crises to orderly herd humanity into the post-human age as they call it, as they prepare to merge with computers and become gods, in their own words. I don't believe they're becoming gods. Preachers always attack me and say, they will fail. How dare you say they're gods? No, that's a straw man. They believe this, and they're not going to let the general public have the life extension technology. They're not going to let you eat up the resources. That's their own words. And they're bringing in a total cyber warfare, brainwashing, chemical warfare in the food and water and air program. And it's just going to intensify from here on out as their central anti-terror reservations of corporate government power, kind of like green zones in Iraq, run the dehumanization and slaughter operations outside as they stage the terror, as they use weather weapons on us on record, as they spray things on us, as they they send out paramilitary forces. What about the revolution towards robots? They're obsessed with getting rid of humans who can refuse orders and going towards robots. Daniel Estelin.
Well, very interesting, Alex. You know, the future is going to be defined by who controls technology. There's absolutely no doubt about that whatsoever. And the scope of the technology today is mind-boggling, and it's a lot more advanced than anything that the government would want you, you know, to believe that they have. For example, Obama has just green-lighted a 10-year Manhattan Project to map the human brain, and they call it the Brain Activity Map Project. And the fact that DARPA is one of the agencies involved tells you a great deal. This is technocrats' wet dream. We can now power up an artificial brain of such power and intelligence.
Oh, yeah, MIT's in the news. Absolutely. I mean, just to back you up, they're in the news today. I have a clip I'm going to play in the next hour, where they say, we're looking at turning off your free will.
Well, that's obvious. I mean, you're talking about the development of sophisticated neural weapons, which create a perpetual state of tensions in promise and peril in the development of neural warfare and its effects. And the fact that you have 350 leading American universities and colleges working hand in glove and being subsidized and underwritten by the American defense spending does a great deal. You know, Caltech, MIT, Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Cornell, University of Wisconsin. This is what it's all about. How far into space is all of this? Just, you know, let's go back to Minority Report and, you know, here's some clueless character, Jim Anderson. When he had that radical surgery to place his eyes so that he can get past the QE system, you know, as he was lying at the top recovering from his procedure, then these tiny robots sneak into the room and scan his eyes, you know, trying to track down, you know, the fugitive future crime officer. Now, the ability to scan retinas and identify people is straight out of science fiction film, but outside of the use of spider-like drone bots, this is very much, you know, present and near future. You know, you're talking engineering, as engineers at Southern Methodist universities are working close with DARPA to develop new type of eye scanners, okay, called Panoptes, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, no. They have eye scanners that can scan you at 100, 200 yards away.
Exactly. You know, these technologies, they're not being developed to stop the terrorists. Please understand, people, they're being developed to stop you. The wars to justify these technologies were not written on a whim. They were specifically designed to give the government carte blanche authority over the people during the chaos.
Yeah, I want to explain to people something here. There are hundreds of books and publications that we cite in whatistheendgame.com, the online bibliography of the film. When you hear Daniel desperately going, this is on record, listen to me, it's because they are openly saying they're going to damn off our technological development, only let themselves advance it towards controlling all of human development, and we aren't in the future. We're already being soft-killed. The cancer rates are exploding. We're being murdered. Daniel, is there any way to reverse this? Because people are waking up, but that's a minority. I go out and look at the yuppies. They are just in ignorance of bliss. What do we do?
Alex, look at the new system they're developing right now. You know, it's called Active Denial System, ADS. It's a byproduct of larger ongoing research looking for technology that could delete and replace a person's memories via the use of electromagnetic radiation. Again, if you're thinking of Men in Black Hollywood science fiction, you're absolutely right, except that the technology called Amnesia Beam is here, ready to be used at the moment's notice. And what's more, a team of neuroscientists has actually developed a brain scan based on finding hints about what a subject is intending to do. This is a nightmare version of my in your hand. They don't need to do that anymore.
Look, I talked to
anybody with a smartphone. You're tracked 24/7, 365 a year by all these people.
And Daniel, remember when you and I were saying this 15 years ago? We were kooks. And now it's just all mainstream. Yeah, we're listening to you without warrants. Yeah, everything you've ever done has been recorded. Yeah, we're putting cancer viruses in your vaccines. Yeah, we're going to kill you. And the public is so mesmerized. I mean, I talked to one of the high-level people. He's since gone on to MIT, and they actually let me into some of the areas. I'm going to leave it at that. Into the psychology department. This is the above-ground stuff I was able to see. All of it was DARPA. All of it was Defense Department. And most of it was just flicker rates and subtle rates over mainstream television to put put monkeys into a dream state, and then after they kill the monkeys, they bring in humans and hook them up as graduate students, and they would have a whole wing just on how to make women sexually excited with a certain flicker. You know, for a year test, and it would say DARPA on the wall. And then they would have a whole nother room on how to make men upset. And that's why people that watch TV, they're already gone.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
Now is the perfect time to spring clean your body with Supernatural Silver, a non-toxic disinfectant for the body that can be used internally or externally. It helps the immune system by killing the bacteria, viruses, and mold that cause disease. This helps to reduce the workload of your already overworked immune system and allows the immune system to refocus its energy and recharge. Supernatural Silver can help combat over 300 different conditions, and it has the ability to kill over 143 types of bacteria, viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver's patented technology includes advanced scientific research with over 180 scientific studies conducted at independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes. To see how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, that's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, we're live. And every weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Mountain, InfoWars Nightly News. One membership is $5.95 a month, and you can 11 people can use it simultaneously, or 55 cents per person each, and every month. So if you have a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, please share it. And if you don't have one, please get one today, because we are self-funded, and it's a win-win-win, and you get the high-def films, all of it, and more. By the way, in Prophets of Science Fiction, a Ridley Scott eight-part series on Discovery Channel, we're going to play a clip of it after Daniel leaves and we take calls from John on the tornado and Caroline and others that are holding after he leaves us. If they talk about MIT research, which you can pull up online, on how to turn off your morals, how to have wavelengths they broadcast that make you, you know, kill your wife. And the stuff I saw at UT was how to make you hungry, how to make you sexually aroused. Where they hook electrodes up to these people, brain scans. And I was able to see the declassified, unclassified stuff that was still restricted. Accidentally, I was shown video feeds of the monkey farms out in Bastrop, 30 miles away from the University of Texas. And it just goes on year after year, testing wavelengths, flickers, sounds, programming the brain. I mean, you're under total assault, folks. And they're undoubtedly on YouTube sending carrier waves over that. Some scientists have picked those up. You can read DARPA articles in the major news over the years going, yeah, we're looking at mind controlling you. Yeah, we got microwave guns for the protesters now. Oh, that'll never happen. Daniel Estlin, we're going to break here in a moment. You'll be with us 15 minutes into the next hour. But briefly, tell people about the Octopus Project, the book available at InfoWarsStore.com, Octopus Deception. Because you wrote a novel. Why a novel?
Well, because, Alex, you and I have, been friends for years, and you know that I'm not afraid of anything or anyone. But there are things that I talk about in Octopus Deception, which is a novel with 90% information in the novel based on investigative journalism. But there's things that I talk about, and people who read that book will know exactly what I mean, which even I was afraid to actually write it as a nonfiction book, because I certainly don't want to get killed. And I've been getting very, very close, and I talked to my sources before deciding to actually write a novel. And they said, if you can, if you want to get killed, you have a death wish. You know, write this as a nonfiction. And I thought Danny Casolaro was killed, writing it, working on a nonfiction book based on the on his investigation into the octopus. I thought, let's just keep it as a novel with 90% of the information in that book being very, very real and exists in this parallel universe of smoke and mirrors as well.
Sure, that's famous. I mean, there's so many books, like books Graham Greene's written, that are written as fiction because you couldn't publish it because the publisher won't put it out. So really, this is 90% non-fiction.
90% promises in there, it's real. Prosecutor's Management Information System, Golden Lily, the World War II gold, that's real. CTP Collateral Trading Program, that's real. Plus Protection Team is real. 90% of the information in that book is absolutely real. It's just a question. I didn't want to die before it was just, it wasn't my time.
Absolutely. Jim's gone, and, he died. When we come back, I really just briefly want to find out from you, joining us from Rome, what else you think from your sources or know is on their agenda this year. What is some of the info on their agenda, Daniel?
I think, again, the population, population and natural resources are two of the key areas which they're going to be talking about. Technology, control the technology, and actually get the upper hand in all of that areas, as we talked about before.
Yeah, that's what I want to ask you. You're in Europe. We're going to play this UKIP clip coming up, I promise, folks. You're in Europe. I mean, what are the Bilderbergs doing there? How is that financial implosion going for them and their consolidation program?
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.